The Impossible Gladiator by M.G. Leonard, read by Theo Solomon. This is the third audiobook in the Time Key series. For my brother Jude, who loves Rome, and for Matthew Rose, bringer of music and laughter. I would teach children music, physics and philosophy, but most importantly music, for the patterns in music and all the arts are the keys to learning. Attributed Plato.
Hey, diary. Remember when Sim told me he could open doors in time and I didn't believe him? Well, it's true. He's a time key. I've seen it with my own eyes. Can you believe it? My best friend is an actual time traveler. Sim says that when something important happens in a place, the doors pick up a special sound, a unique resonant frequency that turns them into time doors. When a time key plays music that harmonizes with the time door's sound, it opens back to that time. Not everyone can do it. Worst luck. You have to be good at music. Only time keys can hear the sound a time door makes. Most time keys are kids because your hearing gets worse as you grow older. Mrs. L, Sim's mum, used to be a time key, but she can't hear the doors anymore. Time keys travel in pairs for safety because if something happens to your hearing while you were in the past, you can't get back. Sim time travels with his cousin Jeopardy, who is nice as long as you agree with her. The three of us are becoming a time team. It's awesome. They practice music and we do all the fight training because the past is a dangerous place. My speciality is research and investigating. What needs investigating? A secret society called the Council of Keys is what? They are seriously shady. The council controls the time doors and it has loads of rules about who can go through and when. Sim and his family broke the council's rules a long time ago and live in hiding as renegade keys. But I think there is something dark behind the council, and I intend to find out what it is. So, you see, history just got interesting. Nelson, a time traveler's best friend.
Chapter 1. When in Rome. The workout room in the basement of the Hotel Casa Monte Roma smelled of disinfectant and stale sweat. As Nelson kicked his chest, Sim grunted and dropped to the floor.
"You're pretending,"
Nelson protested, using the back of his hand to wipe the fringe of sweat from his forehead.
"You could have blocked that kick. I don't want you to go easy on me." "I wasn't."
Sim got to his feet, giving his best friend a wry smile.
"I'm trying to build up your confidence by letting you knock me down once in a while."
"You mean," Jeopardy said from behind Sim,
"like this?"
Sim was already jumping as Jeopardy threw a kick at the back of his knees. He snapped his legs out into the splits for less than a second. The ball of his right foot connected with Nelson's shoulder and the heel of his left foot met Jeopardy's. Nelson fell back onto the mat, letting out an oomph. Jeopardy stumbled backwards, windmilling her arms to regain her balance.
"Sim!"
Caledora stepped onto the floor mats, giving him a stern look. She was a martial arts master and Sim's mum.
"That was uncalled for." "They asked for it," Sim mumbled. "In fairness, Mrs. L,"
Nelson said, getting to his feet and rubbing his shoulder,
"we did ask for it a bit." "Sim didn't knock me over. He barely touched me,"
Jeopardy said nonchalantly.
"It didn't hurt." 15 minutes sparring,"
Caledora commanded.
"Sim, you will stand in the center of the floor and defend yourself. You are not allowed to strike back, only dodge and block."
Sim walked into the middle of the mat and bowed to his mum.
"Osu, sensei." "Nelson, Jeopardy,"
Caledora pointed.
"Stand either side of Sim. Throw every punch."